In 1939, in the very same year as the beginning of World War II, English-born poet W.H. Auden moved and settled in the United States of America. His mother, Constance Rosalie Bicknell Auden, died 2 years later in 1941. From October 1941 until July of 1942, in the middle of the worst fighting of the Second World War, W.H. Auden wrote a poem dedicated to the memory of his dear mother. The poem is entitled, "For the Time Being, a Christmas Oratorio." It was first published in 1944. "For the Time Being, a Christmas Oratorio" is a very long poem, 1,500 lines, and over 50 pages of dramatic monologues spoken by the characters in the Christmas story: Mary and the Archangel Gabriel, Joseph and the old man Simeon in the temple, the shepherds, and of course, the Magi. Even the Star of Bethlehem speaks, calling the wise men from the east. The first wise man, unable to discover the fullness of truth through nature, right? We're not able to discover the fullness of truth through nature. We have to have it revealed to us by Jesus. So the first man, unable to discover the fullness of truth through nature, says, "To discover how to be truthful now is the reason I follow this star." The second wise man, after putting his faith in science, realized that facts have no endurance. He can't even discern if the world is by design or by pure inadvertence. And so he says, "To discover how to be living now is the reason I follow this star." The third wise man, so wrapped up in trying to discover the greatest good by introspection, left no time for affection, for laughter, kisses, squeezing, smiles. And so he says, "To discover how to be loving now is the reason I follow this star. To discover how to be truthful, to discover how to be living, to discover how to be loving. These are the reasons," Auden says, "the Magi follow the star." And then Auden has all the Magi speak on their long journey. They say in one chorus, "The weather has been awful. The countryside is dreary, marsh, jungle, rock, and echoes mock, calling our hope unlawful. Mysterious voices mock the Magi, thinking that their journey to find out how to be truthful, living, and loving is in vain. But the Magi press forward on their journey and continue, 'At least we know for certain that we are three old sinners, that this journey is much too long, and that we want our dinners. But we have only the vaguest idea why we are what we are. To discover how to be human now is the reason we follow this star. To discover how to be truthful, to discover how to be living, to discover how to be loving, to discover how to be human. These are the reasons," Auden says, "the Magi followed the star." And what irony. To discover how to be truthful, they find Jesus, who is the truth. To discover how to be living, they discover Jesus, who is the life. To discover how to be loving, they find Jesus, who is love. To discover how to be human, they find Jesus, who is true God and true man. Are you searching for the truth? Then join the Magi in their journey to the truth. Are you searching for how to live your life to the full? Then join the Magi in their journey to the life. Are you searching for love? Then join the Magi on their journey to real love. Are you searching for how to be fully human? Then join the Magi on their journey to Jesus, the greatest man who ever lived, who truly lived a fully human life. At the end of the very long Christmas oratorio of 1,500 lines and over 50 pages, Auden has the chorus sing about Jesus. He is the way. Follow him through the land of unlikeness. You will see rare beasts and have unique adventures. He is the truth. Seek him in the kingdom of anxiety. You will come to a great city that has expected your return for many years. He is the life. Love him in the world of the flesh. And at your marriage, all its occasions shall dance for joy. But of course, we have more than a vaguest idea why we are what we are. What are we? Children of God through baptism. Sons and daughters of the Father. Brothers and sisters of Jesus. Why are we? Well, you remember that. When you studied your catechism, God made me to know him, to love him, and to serve him in this world, and to be happy with him in the next. And if we forgot all of that, if we forgot what we are as a child of God and why God made us to know, love, and serve him, then at least we know for certain we are really old sinners, that this journey is much too long, and that we want our dinners. Today, this old sinner joins the Magi in getting down on his knees before the Savior. In Christ Jesus, I discovered everything I have always desired, how to be truthful and living and loving and human. And someday, I hope to arrive at that new and eternal Jerusalem, that great city that has expected my return for many years. And there, I will dance for joy.